Talking with Steve Thompson, Senior Director for Legislative Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Steve, let's talk a little bit about a measure that several of the ag groups are kind of coming together on and really wanted to see get across the finish line. Senate Bill 422 has to do with the ag sales tax exemption. Seems like almost every year we've got a bill or two that we do have to kind of look pretty closely at, and then 2021, no exception.
That's exactly right, Ron. This is a perennial issue in one way or another. You know, it's very sacred to Oklahoma ag producers because it's quite a key component to their bottom line. And all our surrounding states have some version of ag sales tax exemption. And so we want to make sure that we're at a level playing field here. And we have a number of folks in the ag retail community that it's a very viable tool for them to stay competitive. And so this issue really kind of come at us from the grassroots level. A lot of our members received letters from their county assessor advising them that the tax commission had changed the requirements this year, and that really came as a surprise because there had been no legislative changes nor administrative rule changes. So we kept digging into it and working with the tax commission, and found out that the new administration over there had viewed what was required a little differently than had been done in the past. And so we worked throughout the session. Several ag players, several legislators worked closely with the Senate and House ag committee chairs, as well as a couple other good friends in the legislature, to come up with Senate Bill 422. It's gone through several versions, and here we are in May. And truly, we feel like it adds some flexibility because there's not one way that agriculture works in Oklahoma. And the tax commission was really one of the assessors to require a Schedule F federal income tax form, and everyone would have to provide that. And many of our folks do their taxes a little bit differently than just the Schedule F. And so we feel like we have a good set of requirements out there that reflect the diversity of Oklahoma agriculture.
I guess the real key is that we definitely want those that deserve this exemption to have access to it.
That's right. You know, there's nobody that wants to protect the credibility of the ag sales tax exemption more than Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. And so in order to keep this as a valuable tool and not leave anyone behind, we need to make sure that there are the appropriate checks and balances there, and the proper documentation and verification works out. And so we feel like that the tax commission just didn't really understand the way agriculture works. And so they may not have had any ill intent with that, but what they did was more or less, kind of on their own in secret. And so it didn't get the checks and balances that something that normally works its way through the legislative process. And we feel like by talking about this as much as we have this entire year, that we've heard had so much good feedback from others involved. And we still hear different stories about the way people's operations work, the way their taxes work. And so we feel like that group input was something that was missing when the tax commission developed these requirements last year, and we feel like we've gone through a very transparent process here, and hope that we make some improvements.
Essentially, what Senate Bill 422 does kind of lay out the groundwork and lets all the players know, whether it's the county assessor or the state tax commission, this is the way we want it done.
That's correct. You have your traditional way where you list your personal property with the assessor at your farm and ranch property, and the assessor can distribute one that way. And we would much seek to preserve that traditional route. But for those that don't have enough personal property to qualify the traditional way, or the assessor has some question about that, and you have to work with the tax commission directly through their website or paperwork, it allows more than just the Schedule F. You certainly can provide a copy of your Schedule F or an equivalent federal tax form. There's a handful of others that work the same way. Or it also allows you to use some sort of a documentation from the USDA Farm Service Agency to show that you're engaged in agriculture that way. If you are a newer beginning farmer rancher who have not yet done your taxes, there's a form, a business description type of form that we're working on that would allow you to explain where you're at and where you seek to go with your operation. And then there's another alternative for documents that the tax commission could create in the future, because we really feel like that we've learned so much this process that there may be something tomorrow or in 6 months or 6 years that the industry evolves that the tax commission needs to create another type of document or type of form. And so we leave the flexibility in there that at their discretion, they can come up with another one. And you certainly don't have to meet all of those options. You pick whichever one fits your operation the best, which one you're most comfortable with. And hopefully that between working with the assessor and these options through the tax commission, that everybody that truly deserves and qualifies for one of these are eligible to receive one.
Good. Do we have pretty good support for this at this point?
I feel really good about that, Ron. We're working with the legislature now on that. I think pretty much all the ag community are united in that, but we're asking folks to make sure they speak out to their legislators about it, because as you know, so many of the legislators are removed from production agriculture. We feel like we're well received, but there's always questions about this. There's perception problems. Everybody has a story of something that might have happened, or they heard of something happening that was not appropriated. So there's always a little bit of hesitancy, but we feel like that we have such transparent process in creating this, that we hope that we've got everybody's questions and concerns handled. But we really need all of our members at Oklahoma Farm Bureau. I know our friends in several of the other ag groups are issuing an action alert, asking their folks throughout the state to call their senators to start with, because we need to get this heard in the state Senate first. So it's something so important we can't take for granted. We feel like the support will be there, but you just kind of have to make sure and reach out and tell your story. And time is really running short, and so that's why we need this to be made a priority, need it to be heard, and need it to advance, because there's only a couple weeks left in session at this point.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.